All right, with us now is Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
With our digital video pick of the week. Oh, this is a good one.
This week is a recipe. It's seasonal. It's a recipe for making your very own tiny winter wonderland, with the emphasis really belonging on the word tiny.
How tiny?
pretty tiny. Yeah. It's pretty tiny. No, it's not quite a white Christmas.
That almost evokes snow. Winter Wonderland, a lot of snowy things, right?
Yes, exactly. So the experiment is from Ken Liebrecht, who's a Caltech physicist by day and a snowflake expert, probably mm-hmm. also by day. And he devised this experiment to grow a snow crystal in an old plastic bottle, like an old Coke bottle or whatever.
Right, one of these 1 liter, 2 liter bottle sorts.
And it's really easy. I mean, most of the stuff you have in your house, you need some string and a sponge. And the only really sort of thing you might have to go out for is the dry ice, the frozen CO2.
I just ran out.
Yeah, right. Not everybody has it in their cupboard.
But it's not hard to find these days.
Yeah. No, apparently not. He said it's in grocery stores. I found it at, New York, of course, there's an ice cube store. There's a store for everything here.
Store for just another story, but after it's store for just ice cubes?
Yeah, it is another story. So you put them all together. You immerge the plastic bottle in this cup of dry ice or a bucket of dry ice, and you have a wet sponge on top. And what you're doing is you're creating inside the bottle all this humid air. And you have a really big temperature gradient because the bottom of the bottle is very cold because it's next to the dry ice, which is minus 60 degrees. And at the top, it's warm because it's in your house, presumably. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the vapor travels around, these vapor molecules of water travel around, and you've got a string hanging down from the bottle. And when they hit the string in the air is super saturated and they condense onto the string and they grow a crystal right before
wow.
your eyes.
And you actually... you show this on your video, on our Science Friday video pick of the week. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com. It's the video on the top left. And you have sort of a time lapse of watching this crystal grow.
Yeah, Alesh Shubayak, a producer at Science Friday, and I did this experiment about 10 times.
Did it take 10 times?
Yeah, it took a few times.
So be patient.
Be patient. And actually, the best version was definitely when I went to go make dinner in between starting it and stopping it. You need to be patient. It took an hour to really grow something nice. But once, when I came back, I was amazed. It really was beautiful. And Ken Liebrecht says that actually different types of crystals will grow on different parts of the string because of the temperature differences. And this is sort of the big mystery that he's interested in. Why do different temperatures produce different shapes of snowflakes,
right.
essentially?
And we know no two are the same.
let him take that up. I'm not sure that's true.
But that's interesting. And if you go to this is a project you can do at home. It's
very
safe
easy.
Enough that if you get the gloves and the goggles, playing with dry ice, don't forget that.
Yeah, use your mittens.
And you can, sit and watch this around, in the evening, put it together in one evening, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And let us know if you do it, what you come up with. If you get any, dendrite. Crystals.
Yeah, send us a video of your or Snapchat,
some pictures
of your snowflakes that you're growing. Thank you.
Thanks.
And that's for Flora Lichtman and our video pick of the week up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. You can do this one at home. Our program is produced by senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, and Alessio Bayak. Neil Roush is our technical director. He's at the controls here in New York. Anna Rothschild is our intern, and we have to bid a fond farewell to Anna. It's her last day. We thank her for all her hard work and her good cheer, and we wish you great luck and out there in the world. Maybe she'll be back. You never know that. If you missed any part of our program, you can surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We're podcasting and blogging and have the iPhone app. You can download it there and go over to iTunes and get all kinds of Science Friday audio and video there. And also leave us a comment and do send us some videos if you have them of building that snowflake. We'd like to see it happen. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.